Parshas Pinchas, Beis Tfilah, Tov Shin Ein Dalet. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyein, Heishiv es Chamosi mi'al bnei Yisrael, bekanoi es Kinosi b'seicham, veloi chilisi es bnei Yisrael b'kinosi, lochein emor hineni noisin loy es brisi sholem. So Pinchas ben Elozor, he angered, carried out Hashem's anger, and therefore Am Yisrael was not destroyed, and therefore I will give him Brisi Shalom. The Medrash says, Lochein Emor lebnei Yisrael, Bedinu Yavoi al Tzcharei. It's Bedin. He deserves his Tzchar. Since he did what he did, therefore Bedin Yavoi al Tzcharei, and he will get rewarded, and therefore I'll give him Brisi Shalom, he'll become a Kohen, etc., etc. The question is, what do you mean Bedin? We have a rule that Tzchar Mitzvah B'hai Al Meleka. We don't get deserved bedin reward in this world. We all wore tefillin this morning. We cannot demand reward in this world. We all said kriya shema. We davened. We said birkas hamazon on our breakfast. We cannot demand reward in this world. Why is it Pinchas who did a mitzvah, very nice? Why is it bedin yovei v'yitayil scharei? The answer is, this is the answer given by the Beis Halevi and the Birkas Peretz. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Mem Amud Alef, Eilu Dvarim She'Adam Oise Va'iche Peruseim Ba'ilam Hazeh Va'keren Ke'emes Lo'il Olam Abba, the famous Mishnah, Kibudav Ve'ein Binus Chasadim Havo Shalom Me'od Mechaveroi V'Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam. These are things we do. In this world, we get the Peiros in this world, and the Keren is for the world to come. Ask the Gemara, what about Shiluach HaKen? Why isn't Shiluach HaKen in this Mishnah? Answer the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Imru Tzadik Ki Toiv, Ki Pri Malaleim Yoichelu. Ask the Gemara, is there a Tzadik Toiv and a Tzadik not Toiv? What does it mean a tzaddik toiv will eat his fruits? Answer the Gemara that there's a toiv la shomayim vela briois is a tzaddik toiv. A tzaddik toiv is someone who's good, he does actions that are good for Hashem and good for us. That's a tzaddik toiv. And he gets his reward in this world. But a mitzvah that is not a toiv, it's only toiv la shomayim, it's not toiv la briois, i.e., Shiluach HaKen, it's a mitzvah between us and Hashem. It doesn't help people, therefore it's not part of this Mishnah, therefore you're not entitled to the Paris in this world. That's all the things in the Mishnah. Kiminus Hasadim, Kibud of Ve'im are things which are good for Shamayim and good for the Briyos. Therefore what? Let's come to Pinchas. What did Pinchas do? Lichura, Pinchas did a kanos ben Adam lamokim. We have the Zimri who's been mechal Hashem. He's doing arayas in public. It's a terrible chet ben Adam lamokim. Terrible chet. It's nothing to do with Adam lechaveroi. Says the Mishnah, no. Lechein bedin yovel ito ischarei. Why is it bedin? He deserves it because he's a tzaddik toiv. Why is he a tzaddik toiv? So that the answer is in the pasuk. Because v'lo yichilisi es bnei Yisrael b'kano yiskinosti. That he, in fact, it wasn't just a ben odom la'mokrim. In fact, save the Jewish people because they're going to be wiped out because of the terrible kitrug that was happening, the magefa. So in fact, it's a double toiv. Toiv la'shamayim and toiv la'briyos. And that's why l'chein hibadin, he deserves his schar. But what do we learn from here? We learn from here that what's in the Mishnah? We have kibud of aim, minus hasodim, havah, sholem, ben odom, chaveroi. All these things we understand are good for shamayim and good for us. But it also says Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah connected kulam. We also get peiros in this world. So therefore it's also part of this mitzvah that's a tzaddik toif. So that learning Talmud Torah, shul, ashir, it's not just good for yourself, ben odom l'chaveroi, ben odom l'mochim, it's good, ben odom l'chaveroi, and b'zad Hashem, l'schus, l'toiro, will be saved from all our enemies and sorrows. There's the famous story of the mouse that entered the house. There's a mouse in the house. And there are two entities who would love that mouse to be eradicated. Who are those two people? It's the housewife. She's on a chair. She's screaming. The house, the mouse in the house. And also, who else wants that mouse to be killed? It is the cat. Ma'i nafkemina. What's the difference between the housewife and the mouse? And the cat, sorry. And the cows. Cat. They both want the mouse to be destroyed. The difference is that the housewife says, I want that mouse to be killed, and halavai, I'll never see a mouse again for the rest of my life. And the cat is saying, I want that mouse, and I will halavai get more and more and more delicious mice. What's the relevance over here? Now here we have a kanos. Amazing. He got up and he killed Zimri. But to be emesdik a kanos, it has to be that you have no personal interest. If you just enjoy action, you enjoy being a hero, you enjoy blood, that is not a kanos, that's ritzicha. And that's what they suspected. That's why, as Rashi brings down on the spot, who is this guy? Pinchas ben Lazar. How dare he? Dare he kill a Shevet, a Nisi Shevet? Who is this guy? He is the grandson of a guy who was Mefatim Agolim Avodazara. What does that mean, Mefatim? What English word does it contain? Mefatim is the same word it has in it, the English word of fat. The fatim, fat is the same word. No, I'm sure it comes from there. Right? So, it's not just, why mention the fatim? That's the problem? Avodazara is the problem. What do you mean the fatim? Fatim means, why are you mefatim a korban? You love it so much. Right? It's not yotze zayin. Right? When you go, you give a present to someone, you wrap it up nicely with ribbons, right? When you go and pay the fine, you were speeding, you got a fine of 10,000 shekel. You don't bring ribbons to the post office to pay. No. You're cursing, you're angry, upset, and you're right? You don't want to do it, you just have to, right? But Yisrael wasn't stamping Avodah Zarah. He was the fasting Magodim Avodah Zarah. He loved it, he was into it. So therefore, the Shvatim was saying, who is this guy? This Pinchas. They know that Zimri deserved to be killed. But he obviously can't be that he really was an emes dikah kanos. He must be the cat. Because his grandfather was a fatim agolim avodah zarah. He's so connected to that avodah zarah, to all the bad. There's no way he could be pure. And therefore, says no, Pinchas, he says therefore, says Rashi, the fikar bo akosu yichasel Aaron. No, he was an Aaron. He's the grandson of Aaron HaKohen, who loves Shalom. He has no personal interest. He doesn't like blood. He's the Oyev Shalom. But he did what he had to do. And therefore he is like the housewife. And so if ever after a person has to be a kanoi, it has to be only if it's clean. It's 100% the Shem Shomayim. What? Who says they're allowed to? And they concerned, he was Rotzeach. They felt he's Rotzeach. They were not done in Gav Sos, definitely not. 100%. Sorry? Well, he also said what? He said, Doimi. What did he say? In this week's parasha, we have Pinchas. Later on in the parasha, Moshe is told to choose his successor, to appoint his inheritor, and Moshe appoints Yeshua bin Nun. Vayoyma Hashem al Moshe, kach lecha is Yeshua bin Nun. There was a story, a maaser with a briskerov. The briskerov, grandson had a bris. And there was a guest speaker, a rav. And the rav asked the following question. Since Pinchas did such a wonderful act, he was a hero, he risked his life, he saved the Jewish people. So, when we're looking for who should take over Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not choose Pinchas? Pinchas has shown himself to be a leader, man of action, to do what needs to be done, no self-interest. So, why isn't he appointed to take over Moshe Rabbeinu? Some guy, Yeshua guy, he learns all the time. Why is he being appointed to take over Moshe Rabbeinu? So this Rav answered, the Chazal say that since Pinchas was a kanoi cannot be a leader. You can't have a leader as a kanoi. This is what the Rav said. This rabbi said. Said the Briskerov, Nishdo Azar Chazal. And Briskerov commented, there's no such Chazal, says such a thing. Fine. Lamaisa, Rashi asked the question. Where is Rashi? Where are we going to find Rashi? He's not in the Chumash. He's not in the Gemara. So where are you going to find the Rashi? Not in the Tanakh. Where else can you find a Rashi? It's the first Rashi in Maseches Ovos. It says, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'Mosro liYoshua. Ask Rashi, the very first Rashi in Maseches Ovos. He has a question. Ask Rashi, it says about Pinchas, Torah's emes hoisa befiu. This is a pasuk in Malachi. It's referring to Pinchas. Says Rashi, why not give the Torah to Pinchas? Rashi asked the question. Answers Rashi, because Yeshua was Memis Atzmoy Minu'urov, Kona Shem Toiv, Shenemar, Yeshua Binu Nar Lo Yomish V'Teichoyel, therefore Yeshua was more applicable to be the Mekabla Torah. So Rashi asked the question, gave the answer that Yeshua is more roy. He's a masmid. Okay. But, and this I saw from a very bold Finkel from the Mir. He points out that it's only a half a story. Because Yeshua had two tasks. One is to inherit the Torah, the Sirah Satorah. Moshe must tell Yeshua, Yeshua that's gaining, Naviv. But also, there's a Hanhogah, there's being the ruler, being the governor, being the president, being the prime minister, governing, ruling the people. It's a second thing. Do they go together? I'll show you not. Why? We see in this week's parasha in Perek Chof Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches, says Hashem, take Yeshua. Why take Yeshua? Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Chof Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches. Let's see. Vayoyim Hashem Moshe, kach lecho es Yeshua benun. Why? Ish asher ruach boy. What does that mean? What it means is, says Rashi on the spot, Sheyochol lahaloich k'neged ruchoi shekol echot v'echot. He can appreciate and respond to people who are different. What's the background to this? Because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for. In Perek Chavzayin, Pasuk Tezayin, Moshe speaks to Hashem and he says, Yifgoit Hashem Eloiki Haruchois L'chol Basar Ish Ala Edo. I want you to point an ish to succeed me. And he says, Eloiki Haruchois, the God of the spirits. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Golui V'yadu Alefanecho, Da'at Shekol Echot V'Echot. You know how people are different. They're not the same. Mane alei manhig, appoint on them a leader. She has sevel kol echot veechot lefi datoy, who will tolerate people and their differences. Obviously, a leader is a leader. It doesn't mean he always accepts what people have to say. He has his own idea, but he can talk. He understands and he appreciates that people are different. They're not all black and white. There's Reuven, there's Shimon, there's Levi, there's Yud, everyone is different. You need a leader, Loikar Ruchais. And Hashem accepted that. And if Hashem appointed Yeshua, Yesh Hashem Ruach boy. So we see there's two parts to Yeshua. There's the Messias HaTorah, and there's being the leader. And the two qualities. One is because he's a Na'al Yomish Mitoch Ha'il, we see he's a Masmid, he's connected to the Torah, he's Meshamesh Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the reason to receive Torah. But to receive Hanhoga, the leadership, is another quality, which is to be Sevel Kol Echot V'Echot. And therefore, we are back to our first question. It's true. Now, are they dependent one on the other? A person who sevel kol echot v'echot, does that mean he is a Baal Torah? No. You could have an educator, mechanech, who understands the kids, and each kid is different, each kid is in his own world, has own needs. So you can have excellent educator. Does it mean he's a Ben Torah? Does it mean he's right to be Mekabel Torah? No. You can have secular educators as well. A person who's a Baal Torah, does it mean that he's Sovel Kol Echot V'Echot Fi Daitoy? I don't think it's offensive to say that Rav Yoshev couldn't have been a Ganenet. There's a reason why all Chadorim have ladies for the Gananot. To rate every child and give everyone. It's the ladies. Ladies are they're brilliant. We can't do that. We're not Sovel Kol Echot. We can't deal with these little kids. And, right? So it's another quality. So we are back to square one. En achinam Pinchas as Rashi asked. Why wasn't Pinchas appointed to inherit the Torah? Yeshua was more appropriate. But why wasn't Yeshua given then Hanhoga the leadership? Why was it given to Yeshua? The answer is to be found in the Rambam, Shmoyne Prokim, Perek Zayin. In the Rambam, Shmoyne Prokim, Perek Zayin, he shows you, you don't think that to be a Navi, you have to be flawless. you could, even if you might make a mistake, you might have a shortcoming, you could still be a Navi. And he goes through all the Navim, shows that what their shortcomings. Ayin Shom and the Rambam. So the Rambam speaks about Eliyahu, which some say is a Pinchas, by the way. Matsanu b'Eliyahu midas haragdonus. Afa pi sheshimesh bo b'koyfrim v'aleh me'akoyes. We stand in this week's, I think in this week's after, we say Kanoi Kinesi. Eliyahu was a ragzon. He says, even though he used it for the evil, he's angry with the evil, says the Rambam, I'm reading his Lashon, okay? I'm not, you check me out. I'm reading word for word what he says. Omru Chachomim, Shashem is Baruch Lokhoi. Hashem took Eliyahu away. You're not right to rule people. Why? Because someone, Mishesh Lokino, ki yamisim. You'll kill them. You'll kill them. You'll get angry for their wrongdoings. Not stand, not for covert, but for real reasons. You just kill them. That's what says Ram, that's why Hashem took Eliyahu. That's why he was succeeded by Elisha. So Lechura, this is, it's true that there's no Chazal, but Lechura, this Rav is correct. What did the Rav say? He said Chazal say that Pinchas wasn't right to be in the Mani because he was a Kanoi. We see this in the Rambam. We're not criticizing Chas v'Shalom, it's the different characteristics. Pinchas did a wonderful thing, but to be the leader, a Kanoi is too dangerous. Why? Because you'll see wrongdoing and just snap. What's the message to us? I think the message is that everyone has to have this ace, lirkoit, ace. There's time to be happy, time to be sad, time to plant, time to plow. Different times, different characteristics of our life. Kanos is also sometimes necessary. Sometimes you see evil, wrongdoing, you gotta stop it. But this cannot be our main characteristic. This cannot be our main. It's something that could be used. But we see that's why Pinchas wasn't the leader of the Jewish people. He was important. Later on, he was chosen to go out to war. Moshe Rabbeinu chose him to go out to Midian. We're not saying there's nothing wrong. We're not saying wrong, but to be a manhig, you have to have this soivel kol echad ve'echad, and you cannot a manhig, a kanoi cannot be a manhig because he'll just snap. When he sees wrongdoing, he'll snap, and it'll be too bad. We see by Kosh Bochu midas harachamim. So that should be a message to us that we cannot let Kanos or Ragzonus be a main part of our personality. Or running a home, that cannot be the main thing. It's needed, but you mean Mekarev the small Docha. This has to be. Okay. In Tshuvas Chabas Yoyer, Simon Samach Aleph, there's a story, a Maisa Shehoya. It was in the Chag HaPurim, and they're getting together to celebrate, have a Sudas Purim, and there were 12 guests. Now, to make the simcha, they collected from the 12 guests. Each guest gave a ruble, gave a coin, and with those 12 coins, they bought a kiddush cup, gold kiddush cup, silver, whatever you want. And to make the simcha sapurim, they decided that during the Purim Suda, we're going to make a lottery, and one guy will win this Kiddush cup worth 12 ruble. Everyone gave one, and one guy will win the cup worth 12. The way it was set up was, there's two lotteries, two kalpiyot. One lottery says has 12 names of the people. The other lottery has 11 blanks and one piece of paper that says Mazel Tov. So two boxes, and the rule is we mix the two boxes up, and we pull out a name, and we pull out in the other box the notes. If it's a blank, too bad. If it's a Mazel Tov, you get the Kiddush cup. This was the rule. Very nice. They're having this. The Purim Suda, Simchas, getting excited. Maybe I'll win this Kiddush cup. And they put out the first name, Reuven. Nothing. Second guy gets pulled up, gets the Mazel Tov. Looks suspicious. So fast. So they check the box with the papers, and they see that instead of having 11 blanks, they're only 12 blanks. They're only 10 blanks. And there's a double Mazel Tov. So Shimon was the one who won. Now the old complainers say, hey, no good, foul play, because you had double chance of the Mazel Tov. Shimon says back, true, I had double chance. You also had a double chance. We were all favored. Instead of having a 1 out of 12 chance, we had 2 out of 12 chance. For me, for you, for everyone else. So we all were favored. What's your claim? What do you say, Rabbi Tzai? How do you pass him? It's all lottery. It's all lottery. There's no one choosing. It's a lottery. The name's also in the lottery.
Right. So
whoever's luck, whoever came out, his name came out, which is equal. We're all. It's an equal chance for everyone's name to come out. Has a double chance, as one, 2 out of 12 chances of getting the Mazel Tov. So we're equally favored. We all gained. Why?
Because it wasn't. They weren't masculine.
Why? What's the difference? What's the difference?
Because the only reason you're allowed to take it from someone else is because it's masculine.
Yes, it was. It was a mistake. We're all equally favored. Why should it make a difference? So the Chavisjoyer, no good. Do it again. Fine. The story's not over. And they this time they make sure. There's only 11 blanks, one Mazel Tov. They mix the papers and they mix the names, Gevaldik, and out comes Yehuda, gets pulled out, and he gets the Mazel Tov. Gevaldik, big simcha, Yehuda's very excited. All of a sudden, someone notices that on the floor was Shimon. They forgot to push Shimon. He was out. He wasn't in the lottery. His name was on the floor. This is absolutely not fair. I mean, he paid and he wasn't in. What happens? Yehuda goes over to Shimon. He says, "I want to give you cash. I'm willing to pay you cash, 3 ruble, if you will be moichel. You could claim for unfair play 100%. You weren't in." You could definitely cancel this lottery. So I'm willing to pay you 3. Yes, that I 3 ruble for your 1 out of 12 chances of getting 12. Shimon said, good deal. I agree. It's got over. Now all the rest of the group are all screaming, hey, foul play. Shimon wasn't inside. Yehuda says, what's going to do with you? What are you complaining about? You were in. You're in. The only one who can complain is Shimon. Shimon is Meichel me. I made the deal. and all say, no, you've got to do it again. That's why. We were all favored, Adrabo. We all had more chance of winning because Shimon wasn't in there. What do you say? Can they claim foul play? Can they claim that they wanted to be redone? Statistically speaking, did they lose out? No. They gained. Zog the Chavis, yo, you have to do it again. Why? Parvos. This week's parsha. In this week's parsha, in Perchov Vav, we talked about Chalukas Haaretz and how is the Chalukah done? Who is decide who will get what? The Goyro. So we see Goyro as a Din Torah. It's when man is not involved. I don't need to call it Ruach HaKodesh. It's a Din Shomayim. A Goyrel is Mea Shamayim. We find by Yoino, when Yoino was at sea, so they were looking to find out who's the culprits for the storm. What do they do? What do they do? They cast a Goyrel and find out it was Yoino. So we see a Shgoch El Yoino on a Goyrel. There's a Shtut Goinim who say a person goes against the Goyrel, he's like going against Aseres HaDibros. It's a Din Torah. But, says the Chavis Yoyim, when do we get this Hashgoche? It's Hashgoche El Yoyino. When does it happen where things are done properly? When the Goyrel is done Kedin, then it's Hashgoche El Yoyino. It was Mashamayin that this winner should win. But if things are not done properly, there's no Ashgoch El Yoino. Therefore says the Chavetz Yorim, all the losers, they can claim we want it to be done again. Why? Because they can claim, were it to be done properly, the Ashgoch would have given it to me. It's because it wasn't done properly, I didn't have the Ashgoch El Yoino to help me. And he passed by Paskins that they can claim it's because if it was not, I lost my Ashgoch El Yoino. I want to do it again properly so that the Ashgoch El Yoino can help me. That's how he passed into Alocha Lamaisa. Yes? It was also done again.
Why?
Because it wasn't done properly. It was supposed to be 11 and it was 12. It was supposed to be 11 blanks and there was only 10. So you can claim it wasn't done Kadir. Didn't hurt anyone. They can't. It's not claim it hurts me. It's not a statistical claim. It's a Ashgocha claim. I have a schus to have a girl with Ashgocha El Yoino. And it was taken away from me. Brings it right from the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, that's what they can claim. So they have a claim, they could claim that way. He brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch. A father passes away. He has two sons. He has three houses. So the sons make a lottery between them. And Reuven takes the left house, gets the left house. Shimon gets the right house. The middle house, they share. All of a sudden, knock on the door, comes a brother from Medina Sayam. He is the son of the father from a previous marriage. They didn't know about. He has the proofs, and I came to inherit, get a part of the inheritance. So he deserves. So what's he going to get? He deserves one of the houses. We do a girl again. And it came out that this third son, he gets the middle house. He's getting the middle house. now, but it also worked out that Reuven and the new girl, instead of getting the left house, got the right house. And Shimon, instead of getting the right house, got the left house. They say, why? We, between ourselves, we already did a girl role. I don't want to change. Why should I change? Between me and you, we did a girl, and I got the right, you got the left. Now this new brother came along. So he deserves to have a girl, but he got what he got. But why should we change our old positions? Then in Shulchan Aruch, the whole thing is cancelled. So same as third. Since the original, I mean, they can. They want to work it out between them. Vakasha, but Pit Din, Ketuveh to get a new girl. Why? Because since it wasn't done Kedin, there was a third member they didn't know about. Therefore, they can claim that.
They didn't know.
Fine.
In the girl with the Kiddush cup,
yeah,
it was objectively Kedin. Over here, it wasn't objectively Kedin. They didn't know about the brother. If the Taka wouldn't have shown up. Even if he still exists,
so
if he wouldn't have shown up, then they wouldn't be living in the house for Kedin.
And they didn't know about it. It was he is an inheritor.
So the girl itself is Kedin.
It's a mistake. No one's at fault, but it's not Kedin. He is an inheritor. Even if he doesn't show up, he is one of the inheritors of the father. No one's at fault. It's not real foul play. That's the Chavis Yoyis Raya. He brings from there. There's even a Morgan Avraham. There's a Morgan Avraham in Hilchos Avelos, in Bota Mishnah Berurah, about regarding Kaddish. In a place where only one member can say Kaddish. You have certain shuls that don't allow all the Avedim to say Kaddish. Only one of them is allowed to say Kaddish. So how do you work it out? Make a goyel. Every person puts it in his name. Make a goyel, who gets it? So they made a goyel, and out came the name Zvulun. But then there's two Avedim who have the same name, same Zvulun. So, which of them is going to get it? Do another lottery between them, right? What about all the rest? Why would they? They already had that, didn't win. Now it's just between Zvulun and Zvulun. Says the Morgan Avraham, new lottery with everyone in. Everyone's back in. And Mishra Berurah brings it down. Okay, it's late. So it's a new look on what's Hagra. It's a Pi Hashem. The Goyro is something. It's a Hashgocha. It's a place where Hashgocha El Yoyno, if things are done properly. Shuvas Chavis Yori, Simen Samach Aleph. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. What? Sorry.
First Shabbos, we're all going to go home. One had to stay. Guard. We did a gargle. Some guy got it.
To stay or to go?
To stay.
To stay.
He had a mental breakdown and fainted. So, now they have to do it again. And I got it. So, but when they did it again, it was without him.
Right, but he can't do it. Because he can't come. He cannot stay.
I can't.
He's not a candidate anymore.